Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. If homelessness is going to be an occupation and a fundamental human right in Eureka, then the city is going to have to make some changes. Putting locks on the garbage cans and emptying the recycle bins would be a good start. The city doesn't want to put locks on trash cans, even though a couple years ago they upgraded many cans complete with swinging doors that are meant to be padlocked. When the city fails to lock these swinging doors, they are literally inviting bums to open the canisters and fling trash everywhere. It's embarrassing, especially when we have tourists. The failure to lock the trash cans is probably because it takes too long to unlock and then relock them. I understand. Maybe we need to add an employee or two to the job detail. Maybe we need to up the rates. Or maybe we just need to insist that the job get done right. The answer, it's there somewhere. Even though I hardly use it, I am paying $90 a month for the biggest trash can available. The reason why is if I try to save money with a smaller trash can, the bums will just steal the can. No matter how many times I call, I can't get the city to empty our cardboard bin. The idea of having a recycling bin for cardboard is a good one, but it doesn't work in Eureka. Longtime local bums often will raid the bin and extract the cardboard. They use it to build temporary shelters all across town. It's embarrassing for me because I see guitar boxes in the doorways of other stores, in random alleys, and even in the middle of the street. Not to mention, sometimes I open the lid and jump out of my skin because there will be a bum sleeping in the cardboard bin. Surprise! I usually yell to wake them up and get them out, but the alcohol-induced sleep, it keeps them from hearing me. If the cardboard bins were emptied daily, then maybe people would not sleep in them. Just a thought. So I've had enough of it. 2 weeks ago, I hired a handyman named Tom. He brought a huge trailer. We threw out a couple loads of cardboard and trash. I have given up on the city. I've given up on Humboldt Recology, and will probably give Tom and his wagon a call whenever we need to unload cardboard. There is a silly ordinance that says I have no choice but to have a garbage service. So even though I'm not using it, I still have to pay. In my mind, it might as well be one of the many taxes we have to pay to stay in business. Hopefully someday it will get straightened out and we can have clean streets and a welcoming atmosphere. But I'm not holding my breath. While I am in complaint mode, what is going on with the road repairs on Highway 101 south of Eureka? Please tell me it's not done yet. Hopefully we are not driving over the finished product, and hopefully the repair crew will finish the job. I know budgets are tight, but the whole reason we have elected city council members is to make big things happen with small budgets. This is Anthony Mantov with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.